Chapter 12, The Significance of Moving Downtown. In retrospect, my move from the suburbs to downtown Chicago when I got the Dean Witter job was actually more significant than getting the job itself. I never went anywhere with that job in that industry, but just by living in the city, I was exposed to things that I never would have been exposed to had I stayed in the suburbs, such as the modeling and acting industry. And being exposed to that industry would change the course of my life, as it was those after hours downtown connections that got me in that business, which is what made possible my living overseas and in all of those fascinating places for most of the next 35 years. Because to move to a country with zero money, knowing no one and never having been there, one has to work. And modeling was one of the only jobs where you could just move to a foreign country and start working right away, which is precisely what I did. After I got the Dean Witter job and moved downtown, I was a stockbroker working in an office by day, but at night I'd hang out and prowl around and would eventually meet some people that would change my way of thinking and expose me to things that would change the course of my life forever. I really had two lives, my day life and my night life, and they were as different as, well, night and day. Go figure. One guy that I had met when I was out one night was a young guy in his early 20s from New York by the name of Bernard John. We called him BJ, and he was typical New York. He had that gift of gab with that New York confidence to it. He was one of a kind and a real go-getter, and oh, he was a great guy too. I love you, BJ. I don't remember exactly how or where I met him, but he's the one who first introduced me to the modeling industry. He was one cool cat and a hell of a nice guy, and I'll never forget him. And if you ever happen to read this, BJ, I'd love you, man. I remember he had opened a club in the city called Mars Bar with zero money. There was a big old empty out-of-business nightclub that was just sitting there, and he somehow talked the owner into renting it to him, possibly with proceeds from his new club. No idea. I never asked him. Anyway, I know that he had zero money and that he opened up Mars Bar, so you tell me. He must have done one hell of a sell job, put it that way. BJ had all sorts of connections to the modeling industry, mostly in the form of attractive female models, and he used to have fashion shows at his club, and I did runway on a few of those shows just for fun, as I was still a stockbroker, and it was one hell of a great experience and one of my first exposures, my first exposure to that business. I mean, I was a stockbroker by day and doing runway by night, and I guarantee you no one watching those fashion shows could have ever guessed that I was actually a stockbroker. You know, there were also a bunch of models always hanging out with BJ, and in fact, I dated a few of them, and they taught me the ins and outs of the modeling business, such as getting a model portfolio together with test shots, getting an agent, and, you know, things that I did as soon as I quit my broker job. Hell, within a few weeks of quitting that last broker job, I was appearing in full-page ads in the Tribune as a Sears model. The entire course of my life is that within 6 months, I'd be living in Paris and working as a model. So it was the modeling itself that made it possible for me to live overseas in all those great places, such as Nice, Paris, Singapore, Hong Kong, and finally Thailand, where I still happen to live some 30 years later. All because of the fact that I got hired by Dean Witter and consequently moved to downtown Chicago. I also took my first acting classes during this period, and that would come in handy as well. The other interest that I picked up while living in the city was roller skating. As I had mentioned prior, I picked up skating while I was living in the city, and skating would become my absolute passion and favorite pastime for many years as I moved from country to country. Do you know that I skated almost every day in Paris, Singapore, New York, Hong Kong, and Bangkok? My roller skates became my best friend as I moved from place to place. I'm not kidding. Hell, I probably know every single damn park in Manhattan south of Central Park. I met my girlfriend Rika while skating Madison Avenue late one afternoon, and I also met my Nicaraguan wife while skating down Ocean Drive in South Beach one day. Anyway, that move to the city was the key that opened for me the door to the world. Go figure. I do have a screenshot of me skating down Fifth Avenue in New York as I was inadvertently caught skating during the filming of a New York telephone commercial one day, and I actually approached my agent and asked if they were allowed to film me and not pay me, and she said, in this case, yes. But my point is, I was always on my skates. End of chapter.